Welcome to Splendid Speaking, speaking skills for advanced learners of English. This and other podcasts can be found at splendidspeaking.com.
Hi, and welcome to this week's podcast from Splendid Speaking. My name's Pete Travis, and this week I'm interviewing Eun Kyung from South Korea. A reminder that you can get a transcript, the words of this podcast, by joining the Splendid Speaking mailing list, a sign-up form for which you'll find on our homepage at www.splendidspeaking.com. Eun Kyung is about to graduate from her studies in education at university and plans to become an English teacher. In this interview, we looked at responding to questions, and I asked Eun Kyung several questions about her studies and plans for the future. Being able to describe a personal achievement so that you showcase your strengths and abilities, as well as your grasp of English, is an invaluable skill for an interview, whether it's for a job or during an English language examination. When an interviewer like myself asks, "Tell me about a time when," it's the interviewee's opportunity to tell a story which showcases their talents, strengths, and accomplishments. You can do this with the aid of the STAR technique, which we look at in Unit 3 of the Splendid Speaking self-study course. A little while before the interview took place, Eun Kyung was asked to think about how she would answer the following question. "Can you tell me about a time you had a problem in a lesson and how you resolved it?" And she was given some suggestions to help her respond with a STAR story. She was allowed to make notes, but told not to read from a pre-written script. Before listening, consider what kind of problems Eun Kyung might have faced in her lesson during her teacher training. Then, when we come to this question in the interview, listen to find out what the problem was and how Eun Kyung dealt with it. Finally, make a note of her use of English, which we'll look at in the feedback session later. Let's listen to Eun Kyung. Okay, so I'm speaking to Eun Kyung from South Korea. Where exactly in South Korea are you from, Eun Kyung?
You may heard about the capital of South Korea, it's in Seoul. And where I live is quite close to the capital, so.
Okay, and what do you do?
I am a university student, and this is my fourth year, and I major in English education, so I'm actually graduating next month.
And when you graduate, what will you be, or what do you want to do?
To be a teacher if I pass the examination.
And this is to be an English teacher, is it?
Yes, English teacher.
Okay, so how much training do you need to become an English teacher in South Korea?
Actually, you need to go into a certain university, not certain university, but you have to major in education. So you have to go to the School of Education, and you need to train. You need to be trained for 4 years, and at the last year, you need to have a teacher training for a month at a real public school.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
And then if you pass the exam, you can be a teacher.
Okay. So what is it about teaching that appeals to you?
Teaching. I think I really like being with my students, and I really value that teaching is one of the most important things in the world. So,
have you had much chance to do any teaching practice?
Yes, I did some part-time jobs. Yes. For 2 years, yeah.
Okay, and did you enjoy it?
Yes, I did enjoy it, but sometimes it was very challenging, yeah.
Tell me about a time you had a problem in a lesson and what you did to resolve it.
Okay, so at my Last year at school, I had a 1 month training, and I was in charge of the three different classes. And one of the classes, the students were not really motivated. So, at one class, the topic was about cooking, and the plan that I had was, first we cover the content of the textbook, and then I was planning to show the recipes that I brought from England, the Sainsbury recipes. But at the beginning of the class, the students were not really listening and they didn't really concentrate. So instead of showing the pictures that I brought from home at the end, but I actually showed the scanned pictures at the beginning of the class, and I asked some questions about recipes. For example, what they would like to have, or what ingredients the recipe might have, and students show some interest, and they did ask me some questions, and I could maintain their motivation. And after I show the pictures, they also concentrate when we even do the content of the textbook. So the class went well. So after this experience, I realized as a teacher, it's really important you figure out your students' interest and their motivation, and then try to use the different approaches. So that was my experience.
First of all, I'd like to thank Unkyung for agreeing to be recorded. You can comment on her interview at the Splendid Speaking website. This was an excellent interview from Unkyung, who was more than capable of taking part in conversations of this kind. She gave full answers to questions and showed that she could respond to questions without undue hesitation. Did you manage to hear what the problem was Unkyung had in class? It was, of course, that the student seemed to lack motivation at the beginning of the lesson. Unkyung's star story made it clear what the problem was and how she dealt with it successfully. It also shows that Unkyung has the ability to deliver long turns well, developing her anecdotes clearly and coherently. Unkyung's use of English was excellent, and she had a very good command of grammatical structures and was able to use a wide range of vocabulary, including some useful collocations such as cover the content of a textbook, maintain motivation, and figure out your student's interest. Unkyung's pronunciation was also very clear, although one point is worth mentioning. Unkyung doesn't have difficulty pronouncing ed endings of verbs correctly, as the following prove.
But I actually showed the scanned pictures at the beginning of the class, and I asked some questions about recipes.
However, there were a couple of occasions where this wasn't so clear.
And after I show the pictures, they also concentrate.
So, very good use of English from Unkyung. But can you spot the mistakes in these extracts?
You may heard about the capital of South Korea, it's in Seoul. You may heard about the capital of South Korea, it's in Seoul. Have a teacher training for a month. Have a teacher training for a month. I had a 1 month training. I had a 1 month training at one class. At one class. And I could maintain their motivation. And I could maintain their motivation. They also concentrate when we even do the content of the textbook. They also concentrate when we even do the content of the textbook.
Okay, did you spot the mistakes? The first one?
You may heard about the capital of South Korea, it's in Seoul.
This should be, you may have heard about.
have a teacher training for a month. I had a 1 month training.
In both cases, the indefinite article was used incorrectly. It should simply be teacher training. I had 1 month's training.
At one class.
Not at one class, but in one class.
And I could maintain their motivation.
This should be, I was able to maintain their motivation.
They also concentrate when we even do the content of the textbook.
And here this is a word order problem. It should be, even when we do the content of the textbook. Okay, that's the end of this podcast. If you'd like to find out more about the STAR technique, then visit us at www.splendidspeaking.com to discover more about the Splendid Speaking online course. So until next week, it's bye from me, Pete Travis. Do you feel you could do with a little more help to present yourself when using English? For example, in an advanced English exam, at a job interview, a networking event or a party. Do you want to make more of an impact when you have to speak at length in English? For example, when giving a formal presentation or making a spontaneous talk at work or at university? If so, then find out more about the exciting new product from Flojo called Splendid Speaking. Visit us at www.splendidspeaking.com.